Joining us now is our Dr. Leah with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you today?
Good. Sounds like you have a good show.
You're part of it.
Well, for the rest of the show.
So bring it
okay,
on.
What's our tip?
Anxiety.
I know. When I got this tip email-wise yesterday, I read it and I went, oh my gosh, there are so many people struggling with this, so we're really anxious to hear about it.
And you are anxious. And actually, with the economy and everything right now, it is an anxious time. I've been seeing so many more people that are so just anxious. It's like the straw that broke the camel's back, the stock market crashes, whatever.
Right.
It just hits us. And it's panic, it's worry, a lot of symptoms can be mimicking other things. A lot of anxiety attacks or anxiety can affect the heart. So heart palpitations, pressure in the heart, sweating, dizziness, lots of things that can seem like something else, and they still should be checked out, for sure. But it can be something like anxiety, which can be treated and it can be dealt with, but it's just, it's a hard one right now in our society. And there's some really good things that help. Some herbs, for example, which you can buy over the counter, or amino acids as well. One of them is theanine. Theanine is an amino acid you don't hear about, like tryptophan and some of those other ones that are more common. But theanine is very calming to our nervous system. And you can buy it over the counter. It's usually 200 milligram capsules. What it's doing is it's increasing a neurotransmitter called GABA, G-A-B-A. And that neurotransmitter is very calming. And a lot of the anti-anxiety drugs like Ativan, Xanax, they actually are working on that neurotransmitter too. So you can get that same effect by taking something like theanine or something like kava. Kava, I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, I have heard of kava. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've heard of it, but I have.
I've been hearing it, yeah.
Yeah, it's an herb that's been out there for a while. It has used for different things, but one of the biggest things that it's used for is anxiety. Very calming. Theanine I would take during the day. Kava I would take at night. Hmm. It has more of a sedative, relaxing effect and helping sleep. But theanine is something that you could take throughout the day, which is nice. Teas like chamomile, sleepy time tea, even passion flower skullcap, hops. That hops in the form of an herb as opposed to beer.
Oh, I wanted my beer.
Dang it.
Although a glass of wine doesn't hurt.
Oh, I had that. That's a good then.
Yeah. That's better. You're working. That's working
good
for me now.
See, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glass of red wine in moderation, I have to say. But yeah, anxiety right now is a big issue with us. Deep breathing is also not used enough. So we forget to just sit and take a deep breath and even take 3 or 4 or 5 deep breaths in a row.
I have to ask you a question. Actually, on Oprah, Dr. Oz was on, and he'd said, what I want you people to do for the next 2 weeks is take 10 deep breaths mm-hmm. in and out before you go to bed and then again in the morning. And Rochelle said to me, why do you think he wants us to do that? Because he never really said why. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's to relieve stress? Is that why?
I think that's a huge factor. It lowers your blood pressure. It can actually help increase some good chemicals in your body, like endorphins, because you're doing these nice, deep, slow breaths. One of the keys to deep breaths is you breathe in slow, and at the very top of your breath, you hold it just for a second, and then you breathe out slow. And then at the bottom of your breath, you hold it for a second. You're not going...
That sounds like me.
It's slow, controlled breathing. They do that in yoga, and they do that in certain types of exercising. And that slow, controlled breathing helps regulate your heart. It calms down everything. And, yeah, he has a great point with that because it's wonderful for helping relax you.
Can't having anxiety begin to affect your heart and all these other things? If you're not taking care of this anxiety, can it cause other ailments?
Yes, yes. And actually the biggest one that people end up in the ER with is heart problems. And they will go to the ER because they're having horrible heart palpitations. They're starting to feel some pressure. They have shortness of breath. Things that sound very similar to a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And anxiety can bring on all of that. Now, by all means, if somebody's having those symptoms, don't just say, oh, it's just anxiety, I'll drink some tea. I mean, it might be something else, if it's, especially if it's persistent and you feel like you have a crushing chest pain or a really bad back pain, because sometimes you can just feel it in your back.
Right.
So those kind of things, they definitely have to be checked out. But yes, anxiety plays a big factor in our heart, in our breathing. Some people can get really bad, and this sounds kind of odd, but some people can get really bad intestinal cramping with anxiety and get diarrhea because of it. But that's a factor. Those are all definitely factors. Nausea, they all can tie into it.
Well, I want to suggest to everyone that you go see Dr. Leah. If you're having anxiety,
I think it's excellent.
Go see her, because you can recommend, you'll do a blood test, you'll kind of see where they are in all kinds of areas, and then you can recommend herbs to them to help calm this so they don't have to go on antidepressants, which 50% of the population's on today.
Oh, it's sad.
It's just ridiculous. Everyone's on antidepressants.
I'm not.
Me neither. Well, yeah. Okay, that means who else in this room's on antidepressants?
Seeing me.
Okay.
Well, because, that's because, see, we go see Dr. Leah, and that's why we're not on antidepressants.
And we drink a lot of coffee and alcohol. I think that helps. Don't you? But up and down.
I'm
up
going
and
to
down.
Get that thin in, I'll tell you right now.
Coffee can make anxiety worse.
Well, I really want to say
people.
That since we're going into retrograde, which is a, you know, this is when everything communication breaks down, if you look at understanding this. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's today, I understand. And Rochelle has been warning me that she's going to get a little edgy because of retrograde. So I'd really like her take this medication that Dr. Leah just gave.
We'll
all
go pick some up after
Thank you.
This
we're
show.
We're gonna do that today, because I'm not going to deal with edgy very well.
Well, I have to just share a story. It was probably about 3 weeks ago. We were in the office, and we were hysterical. We were laughing. Oh, we were really carrying on. And I stopped, and I said, I want you to take this moment and realize that we're really having a fabulous time, because in 3 weeks when retrograde comes along, she goes, stop saying that. I go, well, when it comes along, I said, I want you to remember how much fun we were having, because we're not going to be having fun next week.
See, and I'm going to tell you, in every book you read, everywhere you go, whatever you say will come true. Even if Mercury retrograde doesn't cause anxiety, it's going to cause anxiety to her, because that's all she talks about.
Well, and so, Michelle, you know, Mercury retrograde also can bring out change.
See,
for
it's
people
got good.
That, where something has been trying to get happened, you know, like if there's something that's pending, it can be resolved during the
See, you're
you
only
know, Dr.
looking
Leah,
at the
I
native.
Just adore you.
See,
it's a good
thank
time to
you.
Clean out your house.
Okay. Oops. All right, Dr. Leah, All give right. out your information so our listeners can contact you.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and always on the Chat with Women website.
Wonderful.
Thank you.